It's time for the news dive, taking a bit of a deeper dive into some of the news stories. So over the weekend was the Namibia National Women's Conference, aiming to combat gender-based violence. And the theme for this year was creating the safest environment for girls and women to live, learn, and lead. Included a national gender-based violence awareness activation drive that departed from Oshakati on Friday, and then obviously the main conference day as well. The purpose: to raise awareness and deliver a message of peace, respect, and hope while reaffirming that ending GBV is a national priority, one that we are struggling to actually attain. Deputy Lieutenant General, Joseph Shikongo of the Namibia Police Force, he attended the conference and revealed some statistics basically showing just how much of a problem gender-based violence is. So Shikongo said that a total of 4,089 GBV cases were reported in the 2024-25 financial year, with the Ohangwena region alone accounting for 461 cases. So, I mean, 4,089, yeah, but remember, we've got a relatively small population, so as a percentage of the population, that is pretty high. And those are only the ones that were reported. There are loads and loads of unreported cases. You know, if for every one that's reported, how many go unreported? He said, just from April to May this year, 647 cases were reported nationwide. Ohangwena, focusing on that because that's where the conference was, led with 79. And then common assault, the most reported crime, followed by assault with grievous bodily harm. Basically, he was also emphasizing that many of the crimes are preventable. He says they're rooted in societal behaviors and attitudes. A lot of the time, as much as we might not like to admit it, alcohol is involved in these things. Not that that is the only cause of GBV, but sometimes it is a factor that just sort of leads to it. People say that they can control themselves, and then suddenly when they're inebriated, they can't control themselves. It's definitely not an excuse, but basically the Lieutenant General called on women to speak out, to seek help, and to report abuse without fear, which, a lot of the time is easier said than done. You know, it's easy to criticize a woman who stays with an abusive husband, but it's not always as easy as just walking out the door. He also urged men to become partners in the fight against violence, to create safer spaces for women and girls in homes, schools, and workplaces. It's definitely something that, the men are the ones perpetrating the majority of the GBV. It's not to say that men can't be victims of GBV either, but we are unfortunately the ones who perpetrate it the most. So it is up to us to basically sort it out and, you know, call out if you've got buddies who do that sort of thing. Call them out. So make sure they're not your buddy anymore, because, you know, tacit approval. If you know that your friend did something and you let them get away with it, well, you know, how guilty are you, I suppose?